joined now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Coach, your first mini camp coming up as a head coach in the NFL. How does that differ for you? You've been a part of these, many of these, as an assistant, but now in this role, how do you see it?
It's a lot the same. You know, you go into the mini camp, and it's a good opportunity to, you know, try to see what guys can take from the meeting room to the practice field. And so we're excited about getting out there. Obviously, on top of that, it's our first time to get a chance to be around these guys and actually get them out there and work with them.
What's the main thing you want to and need to accomplish over these next few days?
Well, a couple of things. We really want to make sure that the guys understand us and get to know us. We need to get to know them, and that they understand, you know, how practice operates and you know, the tempo that we want and the style and how practice is laid out and set out. We also want to just, you know, start introducing, you know, our concepts from an X and O standpoint and go out and get a chance to execute those things and also work on some of the base techniques and lay the foundation for, you know, our team.
And over the last couple of weeks, you've had guys here. There's been a lot of classroom stuff in addition to the conditioning stuff. What did that do to sort of set the table for what's coming up on these coming days on the field?
Well, I think Brad Rohl has done a great job with the guys. And, you know, obviously we can't be part of that as coaches. So Brad's had him himself. But the reviews I've gotten from the players and talking about him and the job he's doing, you know, have been great. And you know, it's just good to have players around. I like our coaching staff. I like all the people here in the building. But after a while, you know, you get tired of seeing them every day. So it's been good. It's been great to, you know, the players are in and you know, getting a chance to work with them. It brings a little energy and brings a different feel to the building.
And you make a point about getting to know them as coaches and getting to know each other and so forth. As you look at that process as the head coach, as the guy who's overseeing it from a bigger perspective, how does that unfold and what is it? Are there some things that you sort of build into your plan over these next few days that are designed to kind of give you a feel more of what these guys are about? Are there certain things you're going to look for?
Well, it's very preliminary right now, and you know, we actually get out there for some walkthroughs, and there's really only three practice opportunities. So, you know, you'll get some preliminary thoughts on some of the guys and assessment, but a lot of that's going to come further down the road. It's just good to get out there and actually start coaching, and you know, this is the first opportunity. You know, so we have planned. We're going to do some things. You know, we have some team periods and we have some, you know, periods of 7-on-7s and so forth to get a chance to, you know, to really coach them up. And it's hard at this point because it's so early to get evaluations necessarily. You know, we'll get a little bit of that and an early assessment for that.
Everything's different for the incumbent players than what they did previously with the previous coaching staff. But the most dramatic difference would seem to be on defense and introducing Ray Horton's 3-4 scheme to these players. Walk us through that introductory process and what are some of the things that will take place there.
It was good. We had a chance the last 2 weeks to install and go through some things, you know, on the playbook, and we're actually using the iPad, so we're using a computer program to do that. And you know, also get some video and have some game film to look at it. So you know, the guys had a chance to see it on in the playbook and then see it on tape and see how it works. And then you know, now get a chance to get out on the field. And so it's a progression, and you know, this is the chance that we get, you know, that they get to get on the field and go through it physically.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And coach, the offense doesn't get talked about as much from the same standpoint as the defense being so different, but there are differences, of course, in a different way of thinking and philosophy. If you could sort of capture what it is that will be noticeable, say, to the quarterbacks, to the receivers, to all the linemen, to all the parts of this offense that they're going to see that will be different for them. I'm talking about, obviously, the incumbents, than what they were doing before.
Well, I can't speak to what they were doing before necessarily. You know, one of the keys with this system itself, just talking from our system standpoint, is, you know, the speed and the timing of the routes and you know, the quarterback and the drop tying in and all those things working together. And there's a lot of coordination there. And so it takes time. And so just from a starting point in the passing game, you know, you talk about getting out there and just throwing routes on air. So that'll be one of the first things that we'll work on and get significant work on is just working routes and throwing routes on air. And then everything builds from there. As far as the run game goes, a lot of the things, you know, are similar from a standpoint of that people are doing across the NFL. There's not a lot of different type of things. They're the same plays. And, you know, it's a matter of honing in on the blocking schemes and then, you know, working the footwork, the landmarks for the backs, the reads, and those type of things. So it's just a process, you know, that you need to go through. And again, we're getting a good start here and excited about getting out on the field with these guys.
This team's added several players, said goodbye to some, but you still have the draft coming up. How much will these next few days on the field factor into the evaluation process as you, again, look at the needs you have and what you want to address in the draft?
It really won't matter a lot and affect the draft a lot. You know, you go through the evaluation process of the college players, and you're looking to find guys who are going to help you and are the best players that are available. So as you're looking through that and as you get to the pick, really how you have your board laid out is going to be laid out, and that really is not going to change based on what we might see in the next couple of days.
We're going to look a lot at the quarterbacks. We always do, and we want to see how they're responding to the coaching that you, that North Turner will be providing, and if we can see maybe noticeable differences again about functioning within this offense and how very vertical this offense is, and trying to see how those big arms of Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, Thaddeus Lewis, how they factor into all this. What are some of the things that you, as you look at these quarterbacks, that you are going to be focused on?
Well, just how they're progressing in terms of taking things, like I mentioned before, from the practice field or from the meeting room to the practice field. And that's a big thing. And you know, you have to go through the process. You have to get the reps. You have to actually do it on the field. It's not necessarily that you're looking for guys to be perfect. It's you're looking for progress. And there'll be, you know, some mistakes. There'll be some learning that'll go on. And really, one of the biggest things we'll be able to pinpoint where, you know, guys need more work and where we need to help them focus and what areas they need to focus on in the next 3 days. And that may be the most valuable thing coming out of it.
One of the things you talked about, I think you said this at the Combine, and it's been said on a couple of occasions, wanting players who want to be Cleveland Browns, identifying those kinds of guys. And you've brought in several new players. Obviously, you've had to have that feeling when you sign those players. But my thought here is when you get them on the field, everybody, I would imagine that's yet another component to this, that you want a feeling of a camaraderie of a team and a sense that, hey, we are Cleveland Browns. We're going to make this thing good. I mean, as best as you can gauge that, that's something you're going to be looking for as well.
Definitely. And there's a feel in the air right now in the building for the last few weeks. And I can't tell you how many players I've had come up and talk to me about that and are excited about this thing and about getting going here and getting on the field. And, you know, we want guys that are proud to be Cleveland Browns and want to be Cleveland Browns. When you start with that, you're going to have success.
Are there any, in your mind, sort of bigger questions than others with regard to the roster? Or when you're dealing with a new situation, is everything a big question to you? And I'm specifically saying, you know, you got a new kicker, a new punter. You're going to see how the quarterback thing works out. The spots are very competitive, so I don't know that you can narrow that down. But what is your thought along those lines?
Well, you want to be very open-minded since you haven't had a chance to see these guys. You know, I talked to them 2 weeks ago, and we talked about it. It's a fresh start for everyone, and it doesn't matter what anybody said about this team or anybody said about them as individuals, as players. It's a fresh start, and, you know, we're going to approach it that way, that we get out on the field, and we're going to see what guys do and what, you know, what they're like. And, you know, I only know and only have 2 weeks' worth of thoughts on that and knowledge of those guys and experiences with those guys, and it'll continue to grow as we go on.
I mentioned earlier, you brought in a lot of new players. You're going to get more in the draft. But what's your feeling about the group that has been brought in, the positions that have been addressed so far, and how much further do you think work needs to be done to kind of address all the areas to at least give you some level of comfort that when you get into training camp, you've got the pieces that you need, both in terms of starters and backups?
Well, it's a combination. We'll get, obviously, a few more guys from the draft, and then the exciting part as a coach is that, you know, you get a chance to get out on the field and help guys get better, and the guys that are here that will work with them and give them every chance and every opportunity to be the best that they can be and ultimately help the team.
Great. Rob, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Rob Jedzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.